Reels, episode number 3 of Kessler Real World. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Willard Wilson. How is everyone doing? We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Of course, I have been communicating this message throughout the year, at both my job and my personal life, and not just around Disability Pride Month. I highly encourage members of our community to use phone or text messaging, along with various video message services, to connect socially and provide help. As a student of Salis University's Orientation and Mobility Program, and a person who has low vision, I want to share my thoughts and strategies for how blind and low vision communities might cope in this new normal. The modern-day pandemic presents unique challenges to those with visual disabilities. One of the most detrimental aspects of social distancing, which may impact blind and visually impaired communities, is social isolation. Even caregivers and people who used to help us are not willing to go out in the world. Many of our friends and family are either unwilling or unable to go outside and visit us. Deborah Ray is just, and your team, and teachers, and, I am just stunned by what is going on in Viscardi Center. Deborah Ra has had the privilege to visit the Viscardi Center a few times, and I am just blown away by the talent in the student body. That is truly Deborah Ra's life, and I am there, having left my law practice in Washington, D.C., to become president and CEO of the Viscardi Center and the Henry Viscardi School here in Long Island. If Deborah Ra looks 20 to 30 to 40, 50 years from now, Henry Viscardi School may be filled up with more children who are disabled, or we will still serve those who are most profoundly disabled, so that they do not have to remain home, and they are being educated 1 hour per day, or they are going into the hospital, and they are being educated 1 hour per day. We have three entities. One is a parent entity to the Viscardi Center, a sister entity called Abilities, that serves adolescents and adults with disabilities, and then we have the Henry Viscardi School, which is a 501 nonprofit school for children with disabilities that are medically fragile and very, very severely disabled. They are going to have job placement and training programs, and the National Business and Disability Council, which is like USBLN. Examples will be given to students of services received and outcomes leading up to the transfer of that ECPP program back into community schools. This presentation will examine the program's multidisciplinary services model, services flowing to and through the program, and the relationships among the school boards and treatment staff working collaboratively to support students. Then, the panelists will respond to questions discussing organizational resources to establish a department for D, staffing and client resources aimed at increasing service access, and hiring strategies to increase the diversity of service providers. The experience of the panelists includes being employed as behavior analysts in both private and public school systems, teachers employed in both public and private schools, educational consultants, an autism specialist in a regional service center, supervisors, researchers, and a higher education professor. Congressman King later attended a National Education Association conference, discussing issues in education, the student center, and communities. Congressman Kim then attended hearings of the House Armed Services Committee regarding the reskilling of medical labor force and opportunities for healthcare innovation. Congressman Kim's next meeting was with senior executives from the B&H Photo Video Fulfillment Center in Florence, NJ, to discuss legislative priorities that would benefit New Jersey businesses. In New Jersey, Congressman Kims visited the South Ocean County Resource Center to learn about the Meals on Wheels program in Ocean County and met with seniors who have received meals through the program. Congressman Kims then visited South Jersey Surgery Center and discussed the benefits the facility provides New Jersey and the 3rd Congressional District. After, Congressman Kims met with Director William Evanina of the U.S. National Counterintelligence and Security Center to discuss overseas IP theft and how to better protect U.S. cybersecurity. The congressman then met with representatives from the Center for California-Mexico Studies to discuss a nationwide campaign to reinstate advance parole for DACA. After that, Congressman Kims met with the Family Service Center to discuss its funding from a federal grant, Karina's preferred method for breaking
down is asking people to carefully choose their words, challenging New Yorkers to think about their own stereotypes about what they believe the homeless are. You are not asked to be blind, only rational. When people are asked to think about what it is like to go blind, they spend a lot of time thinking about the not seeing part. As a result, that fear, avoidance results in a lack of productivity when confronted by disabled individuals, and a world designed without adequate thought for the needs of all people living within it. I have found some people give only lip service to the notion of disability equity, all too willing to dismiss the concept any time the concept is explicitly challenged. I still feel the best way forward is to keep education alive and empower people to develop their own knowledge bases about disabilities and to develop into a social conscience that does not shy away from diversity anymore. But I am also done pretending ignorance is okay. Most of the things that people need to know about disability experiences are things I cannot really teach. While I have spent 43 years focusing on increasing equality for those with disabilities, disabilities are deeply personal for me, too. She views herself and her team's business as providing customer service for employees, which is what she strives to do best. Given the complexity of benefits, and how important they are for all employees, it is good that Donna is a personable individual, always patient when people have benefits questions.
This was Henry Asks the Same Question at the Kessler Center, Easter Seals, by Kessler Real World, and this was episode number 3. My name is Willard Wilson, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.